Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Last week, a new $1.7 billion fertilizer plant was announced for Sioux City. What does it mean for the area and for all Iowans? Let's go in depth with Governor Terry Branstad.
Well, Governor, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be with you, Bob.
Now, you had a big announcement yesterday, didn't you?
We did. This is the biggest economic development capital investment ever made in the state of Iowa. CF Industries are going to be expanding their fertilizer plant in Woodbury County at Fort Neal, a $1.7 billion investment. And this is going to be not only great jobs in the area, 100 permanent jobs, but there will be 1,500 to 2,000 construction jobs, a number of indirect jobs. But the big item is what it does to reduce the cost of nitrogen fertilizer for farmers, and that should save Iowa farmers hundreds of millions of dollars a year. It'll benefit the entire upper Midwest, but we just had a big fertilizer plant announced for Lee County in southeast Iowa. Now this is one in northwest Iowa. It'll mean that we're going to be able to use this natural gas that they've discovered here in the United States with Iowa workers producing it into nitrogen fertilizer to reduce the production cost for Iowa farmers in raising corn.
So it's not just the jobs that it's going to create in the area.
No, it's not only the jobs, it is the benefit to the Iowa farmer, because you can talk to any farmer, the cost of fertilizer has gone up very dramatically, and 50% of the fertilizer we're using now is imported. So this will reduce the amount of imports, and it will reduce the cost for farmers. Now, it's going to take a while to build this. It's about a three-year construction project, but it's also going to employ 1,500 to 2,000 people in the construction portion of this as well. So this is a great thing for Iowa. We just set a record with the Orscom fertilizer plant down in Lee County at $1.4 billion. This is $1.7 billion. So we broke the record that we had just established. So we're very excited about it. I know the people in Sioux City area are just elated.
Now, do you have the numbers at hand with these projects in the sense of cost versus benefits? I'm sure you do all of that or you wouldn't do it.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, you have a liberal Democrat senator from Iowa City who wants to keep Iowa's taxes the highest in the nation, and he's the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and he's the one that's criticizing this. In fact, some of these incentives are contingent. If we get the tax reduction that I've been working for the last 2 years, we will not even have to use it. But the benefits to the county is much greater than the cost, because it's not just the direct jobs, it's the indirect jobs, and then also the people that will be employed there and the benefits they get. So in both cases, Woodbury County and Lee County, the Board of Supervisors are controlled by Democrats, but the votes were unanimous. Both Democrats and Republicans at the local level supporting this. The Iowa Economic Development Authority Board unanimously supported this. This is a very good thing for Iowa. The biggest benefit, I think, goes to reducing costs for farmers. The Iowa Farm Bureau estimated that the savings, and this is just astronomical, for the Orscom plant would be $740 million annually in reduced costs for fertilizer, and this will be in the hundreds of millions of dollars in savings as well.
So a win-win for everybody.
It really is. We're very excited about this, and obviously agriculture is one of Iowa's strengths. It makes sense for us to process what we produce into food and feed and the renewable fuels and other products, but it also makes sense for us to try to reduce the input costs for farmers by producing the fertilizer, the commercial fertilizer they use to grow corn here in Iowa.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Governor Terry Branstad.
Now, how do you respond to people that charge that these kinds of things are picking winners and losers?
Well, that's the reason why I want to reduce the tax for everybody. And that's why Senator Bolcom is absolutely wrong in opposing reduction in the Iowa corporate and individual income tax. Because if we can reduce the tax for everyone, then we don't have to provide these incentives. But it is a worldwide competition for jobs. And instead of importing all of this fertilizer, 50% of it from overseas, producing it in Iowa makes a lot more sense to me. And that's the reason why I'm excited about this and why I think this is a great long-term investment that's going to really make a difference for Iowa farmers. We're already among the most productive in the world. This is just going to ensure that we're going to continue to be more productive and more profitable, and that benefits the entire state.
Now, I must admit that when I see these press releases coming down, when I open them up, I'm always hoping that there's going to be something for Marion County in there. Do you think there will be sometime?
Well, you know, I was there when Lei Lee did their announcement in Marion County, and of course, you've got Vermeer is a great company. You also have Pella Corporation. So Marion County's got some outstanding companies, and Lei Lee was the most recent one, but you've also got Precision Pulley, and you've got a lot of really good Iowa companies there in Marion County that you can be really proud of. Homegrown ones, plus ones like Lei Lee that have chosen to co-locate because of the proximity to Vermeer and, you know, the Dutch connection that is so prevalent in Marion County.
Well, and there's so many, it's hard to list them. I mean, we have Hormel and 3M as well, and now a big expansion at Weiler Industries.
That's exactly right. So Marion County has been very successful, but, you know, we want to continue to work to bring more good quality jobs to Iowa. That's my top priority as governor. We work at that every day, and we're pleased to see the decisions that have been made recently. These things don't happen by accident. Debbie Durham's doing a great job as our director of the Economic Development Authority. But if we can further reduce the property tax and the both the individual and corporate income tax, we'll get more businesses choosing to locate in Iowa, just like these two major fertilizer plants.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Governor Terry Branstad.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about the elections. What are you thinking about the chances for Republicans this time around?
I'm very encouraged. You know, Iowa helped launch Obama 4 years ago, but a lot of people that voted for Obama because they really believed in this hope and change have been deeply disappointed because instead of bringing people together, he's been the most divisive president we've ever had. He spends his time blaming and attacking other people. The national debt's gone up $1 trillion or more every year he's been president. 40 cents of every dollar the federal government is spending is borrowed money. We just can't afford to continue to go in this direction. Obamacare is unaffordable and unsustainable. And that's the reason why I think that, in the end of the day, I think that Romney is going to win in Iowa because Iowans understand how important fiscal responsibility is. And we just can't afford to continue to go the direction we are and to grow the size and cost of the federal government and borrow more and more money. So I'm encouraged that not only will Romney win Iowa, but that Republicans will gain control of the Iowa Senate. We have many close races, and we feel really encouraged about that. Right now it's 26 Democrats, 24 Republicans. I think after this election we'll see a Republican majority in the Senate that will work with me to help reduce the commercial and industrial property tax and actually limit all property taxes and reduce individual and corporate income tax as well. We've been working to get the state's financial house in order. We've restored the cash reserve and economic emergency account, and now we're in a position to reduce the tax and regulatory burden further and further grow good jobs in Iowa.
So if you get a majority, go down that list again. What's going to change?
Well, we need to pick up at least two seats in the Senate, and I think we've got a really good chance of picking up maybe even three or four. And the first thing we want to do is reduce property tax. Our commercial property tax is among the highest in the country, but we want to not only reduce commercial and industrial property tax, we want to limit ag and residential property taxes, and we also want to reduce our corporate and individual income taxes. We also would like to see the legislature eliminate some of the unnecessary burdensome regulation on business decision makers. I've been doing all I can as the chief executive, but having the Senate to work with the Republican controlled House on that could also make a big difference.
Now, with those decreasing revenues, the lowering of the taxes, how are we going to pay for our infrastructure, our bridges, our roads, our farm-to-market roads that have, I think it's fair to say, have been neglected?
Well, that, of course, doesn't get paid out of the general fund. That comes out of the road use tax fund. And the road use tax fund, I want to say, under the direction of Paul Trombino, our new director of the Department of Transportation, we found we saved $50 million last year in administrative costs, and we're looking at additional things we can do to run things more efficiently. But I look at motor fuel user fees as something that's a separate issue and something that the legislature may need to look at. So that's an issue that I think will need to be resolved, but it's a separate issue. And it's paid by the users that use the roads, and many of them tell us that they don't mind paying a little more, but they want to see it all go towards improving the transportation infrastructure, the roads and bridges of our state, helping the counties and cities as well as the state highway system. So that's an issue that I would expect this next General Assembly will be addressing.
Well, it's going to be a tough issue. Nobody's going to like the answer of some kind of an increased road tax, are they, a gas tax increase?
That's tough, but the fact that we've seen a reduction in gas prices recently, and if this is coupled with reducing both individual and corporate income tax and property taxes, so there's a net tax reduction, then I think people will find it to be a lot more acceptable.
Well, it's going to have to be ushered through with some power, isn't it? Because the local politicians are, I've talked to them, and I'm not going to say which person told me this, but to talk about increasing road taxes would result in an automatic loss of the, no matter how what a good idea it might be for our infrastructure, it's a losing proposition at the polls.
Yeah, I think because of the high cost of commuting to work, a lot of people are very apprehensive of it, and that's why I asked Paul Trombino last year to identify as $50 million of savings that could be done so we can do all we can to try to reduce administrative costs to become more efficient. But there hasn't been any change in motor fuel user fees in our state in a long time, and I think if it's coupled with reducing other taxes, so the net impact on the consumer and on the motorist is a tax reduction, then I think people find it more acceptable. They don't want a tax increase, but I think if they can see it's a user fee, it's paid for by the people that benefited from it, and they see their individual taxes, both property taxes and income taxes going down, I think then you find it a lot more acceptable.
I have another question for you, Governor, and that is, has the retention vote of judges been overly politicized by a segment of the Republican Party? Do you like what's happening with that, or do you think that this is a good thing to introduce more politics into the process?
Well, first of all, there's plenty of politics on both sides, and I would just say that it's up to the people to make that decision. And people have a right under our Constitution to decide whether a judge should be retained or not. On the ballot this time, you have Judge Wiggins. You also have three new judges that I appointed. And the lawyers vote on, the lawyers did their own poll on this, and there's a big difference between the three new judges I appointed that have approval ratings of 94 and 95% among the lawyers, and Mr. Wiggins, who only has a 63% approval rating. But the only vote that really counts is that of the people, and the people have a right to make that decision and decide whether this judge should be kept or retained, kept or not. And that's the way our system was established, and I have confidence the people will make, an informed and a good decision.
Thank you very much, Governor. Any last thoughts you'd like to share with the listening audience today?
Well, I would just say that next Tuesday, November 6th, is one of the most important elections in our state and in our country's history, and I hope we'll see an excellent turnout because of the future of our free enterprise system, being able to revitalize the American dream is at stake, and I believe we need a new direction for America.
Thanks to Governor Terry Branstad for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.